So, just to end today's daf with one ha'ara, which is Be'ezus Hashem going to bring together a little bit of raid that we've spoken about in the course of the Masechta. So we're getting pretty close to the Hadron. And just to bring together some ideas that have come up b'meshach the Masechta. So the Gemara brought Rabbi Yochanan's memra. Rabbi Yochanan said, Esem ma'asoyis nasa shechina. The shechina, circa churban bayis rishon, departed the Makom HaMikdash. But it didn't just happen in one shot. Esem ma'asoyis nasa shechina. It happened really in 10 shots. U'kenegdon, and lu'umazek, corresponding to that, Golso Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin also went into Golos 10 times. And then Rabbi Yochanan went on, and he delineated exactly what the Esem HaSoyis of the Shechina was, and he also explained what the 10 Goliyos of the Sanhedrin were. When Rabbi Yochanan went through the Esem HaSoyis of the Shechina, the last stop was the Midbar. The last stop was the Midbar. And Rabbi Yochanan concluded and he said, Shishach Adoshim Nesak V'Shechina L'Yisrael. The Shechina was in the Midbar for 6 months. And the reason it was there for 6 months was Shema Yachzur B'Tshuva, because the Shechina was hopeful that maybe the Yidden would do Tshuva. So it remained there for 6 months. Once the Yidden didn't do Tshuva, Kivan Shalai Chazru, Omar, it said, Tipach Atzman, and then the Shechina finally returned to where it was. The Marsha, in the Chedushi HaGadus on this Gemara, says a Dovar Nifla. The Marsha says that the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said, that the last stop that the Shechina made before it, Kaviyachal, departed, was the Midbar. And it remained in the Midbar for 6 months. So he says, Yesh Loimar, that the day that the Shechina arrived in the Midbar, the last leg of the trip of the Shechina as it's departing from the Beis HaMikdash happened on Asara B'Tevis. That's what he says. Asara B'Tevis was the day that Somach Melech Bavel, that was the day when Melech Bavel laid siege on Yerushalayim for the first time, says the Marsha, that Veli Nira, I think, that day corresponded to the 10th of the Esem HaSoyis of the Shechina. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Shechina remained in the Midbar for 6 months. He says, you know what happened 6 months after Asara B'Tevis? 6 months later to the day, was Tes Tammuz. Tes Tammuz was Yom Shehufka Ha'ir. It was the day that the wall of Yerushalayim was breached. Now you're going to say, Tes Tammuz? I thought it's Shivasa B'Tammuz. But Tosfos quoted the Yerushalmi earlier in the Masechta, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, where the Yerushalmi says that Bayis Rishon was Tes Tammuz. Bayis Sheni was Yud Zayin Tammuz. But when was it Hufka Ha'ir? It was Hufka Ha'ir on Tes Tammuz. Which means, says the Marsha, that these two moments that Rabbi Yochanan is describing, the day that the Shechina Mamish left, it's in the Midbar right now. But this is a 6 month period, Ula Yachzeru B'Tshuva, it corresponded literally with Asara B'Tevis, which is the day that was Samach Melech Bavel, and it corresponds with Tes Tammuz, which is the Yom Shehufko Ha'ir. And if you think about this Marsha for a second, there's an incredible tifkeit here. What the Marsha is saying is that when something happens on this world, it's just a mirror image, it's a physical manifestation of something that's happening in a world of Pnimius, something that's happening in the spiritual world. What we see is just the tail end of strings that are being pulled in Shamayim. So if Samach Melech Bavel happened on Asara B'Tevis, that means on a Ruchnius level, something must have changed. Something so significant, right? Samach Melech Bavel, that's the beginning of the Churban. So if that happened on this day, something must be going on in the Olamos. What's happening? It's not punk today, this is when the army arrived. There's some significance, something is triggering it. There's something going on that we cannot see that's causing Samach Melech Bavel on Yud Tevis. So what is that something? Says the Marsha, you want to know what that something is? That's the day that the Shechina is in the Midbar. It left the Yishuv, it's not even in the Yishuv anymore. This is the 10th of the Esem HaSoyis. That's very, very significant as it relates to the Shechina being with the Yidden. And because the Shechina was now in the Midbar, that opened up a door, that was an opportunity. The Yidden suddenly became vulnerable. And how was the vulnerability chal? How was it manifest? It was Samach Melech Bavel. But the Yidden still had 6 months. And that's why Nebuchadnezzar, Samach Melech Bavel for 6 months, that's trying to strategize, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to attack. Why are they not sure? Why couldn't they attack sooner? So If you ask the military strategist, he'd give you a reason. But the Marsha's telling us what was really going on. What was going on is this was a six-month period where Hashem gave the Yidden an opportunity to do tshuva. But then the 6 months passed. And the 6 months passed for loy chazru b'tshuva. They didn't do tshuva. And because of that, now the Shechina left the Midbar. As soon as the Shechina left the Midbar, now the Yidden became even more vulnerable. And that vulnerability, which was greater than the original vulnerability, was manifest hufgoyer. And that was Shavasa Batamas. But everything that happens on this world is really just a mirror image of something that's happening in the Olamos. And if there's Churban on this world, that means that in Shemayim there's a Siluk Shechina, there's something taking place. And that's the Tifkeit of the 10th of the Es HaMasois being in the Midbar, corresponding, says the Marsha, with Asara Batavis, 6 months to the day, is the Yoim Shehufkoir, and that corresponds to Tes Tammuz, we're discussing Bayis Rishon, and that was the day of Hufkoir during Bayis Rishon. So I was just thinking, one machshava, Ubehektim, a dover nifla, that the Chassam Sofer says in Teres Moshe, and this is in Parashas Vayechi, this is literally Divrei Nevius. The Chassam Sofer is discussing Yaakov Avinu. So he says, the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Yaakov Avinu was born on Sukkos. Now, truth is, we learned the Gemara together not so long ago. Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Amid Beis, right on to Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, where Rabbi Yeshua says that B'Tishrei Noldu Avos. But the Chassam Sofer says that the Svarim HaKadoshim say that it wasn't just B'Tishrei Noldu Avos, referring to Avram and Yaakov. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. But it wasn't just B'Tishrei, but it was on Tezvav Tishrei. Yaakov Avinu was born on the first day of Sukkos, Azoy Shteit in Svarim. And the truth is, this is very matim with what the Torah says. The Chassam Sofer doesn't shtel it too, but it's obvious. The Torah says that the three Yomim Tovim, the Shalosh Regalim that we have, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, they correspond to the Shalosh Avos. It's the Torah in the beginning of Hilchas Yontif. Pesach is Keneged Avram, and Shavuos is Keneged Yitzchak, and Sukkos is Keneged Yaakov. Sukkos is Keneged Yaakov, and Sukkos, Yom Aleph, the Sukkos, is the day that Yaakov Avinu was born. So the Chassam Sofer said venerally, I had a hergish. The Pasuk says in Parashas Vayechi that after Yaakov Avinu passed away, Vayimlu loy arboim yoim, the people living in Mitzrayim mourned Yaakov. How long did they mourn him for? So first, they did chanota for 40 days, right? They took his body and they preserved it. And then afterwards, they cried for him 70 yom. Now, Rashi explains that it was 70 days in total. But it was 70 that was made up of two sets, of a 40 and a 30. 40 days of chanata, and there were another 30 days of bechir. It's Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Vayechi. So the Chassam Sofer says that there were 70 days of avelos in Mitzrayim for Yaakov Avinu. He says, if you count 70 days, if you count 70 days from the first day of Sukkos, you know what day you're going to get? Count 70 days. You can use your fingers, you can use a calculator. If you count Shivim Yoim, 70 days, Kichein Yimlu'u Yemei Hachanutim, Vayiv Kruoysim Mitzrayim Shivim Yoim, 70 days from Tesvav Tishrei is Chof Hei Kislev. It's the first night of Chanukah. So says the Chassam Sofer, I believe that the Avelos of Yaakov Avinu concluded on the first night of Chanukah. He says, V'ula yesh loymar. We know the Bach, the Taz, everyone's matmiya. How come on Chanukah it's not a yoim of Mishnah and Simcha? On Purim, everyone gets shikket to the point that he's loyada ben Arur Haman Ubaruch Marachai. It's days of Mishnah and Simcha, but Chanukah is not a yoim Mishnah and Simcha. So all the Svarim HaKadoshim say the Pshat, this was a tzara for the Guf, Lahashmedu Laharik, this was a tzara more against the Ruchni, that's what the Yevonim wanted. But said the Chassam Sofer, yesh loymar. Because really, this day was the day that the Avelos of Yaakov Avinu was concluded. It was Chof Hei Kislev. And Chazal felt that it would be inappropriate to take the day, which was the Yom HaShlomas, Avelos of Yaakov Avinu, and turn it into a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. And that's why it wasn't a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. Maybe it could have been a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. But how could this day, which is going to go down in history as the 70th day that the Torah mentions and references, it's the Yom HaShlomo of his Avelos, how could this be that day? But says the Chassam Sofer, that if this is, that Lefizeh, maybe we could take this one step further. And that is, the Pasuk says, and this is also in Parashas Vayechi, that the Yid, that Yosef and the brothers, they left Mitzrayim after the 70 days. Vayavoyu ad goyren ha'ot. They came to Eretz Yisrael. And there was another hesped. And then there was Avelos for another 7 days. And then afterwards they buried Yaakov. So after the Yidden, after Yosef, and the brothers arrive in Hebron, there's another Avelus. This Avelus was for 70 days. It was at the conclusion of that 7 days, not 70, 7 days, that they buried Yaakov. Now, when did that happen? So Chassam Sofer says, I don't know. But he says, one thing I do know. The Ramban says, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, in Parashas Miketz, he says that if you travel, and the Ramban travel, from Mitzrayim to Hebron, it's Be'erech Mahalach 6 days. That's what he says. So Chassam Sofer says, Ve'enoi Rachik, I don't think it's Rachik to think that the brothers and Yosef, they left Eretz Yisrael. It took them Be'erech 6 days to arrive in Hebron. When they came to Hebron, they mourned Yaakov Avinu for 7 days, which is Be'erech 13 days, or Be'erech 15 days, right? Be'erech 13 days is Be'erech 15 days. And if that's the case, it's going to come out that the day of Kfuris Yaakov Avinu was Asar B'Tevis. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So you want to know the Shroshim of Asar B'Tevis? That's the day. That is the day that Yaakov Avinu was buried. He says, "V'ula yesh loymar." The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, it's pasuk in Zechariah that Asar B'Tevis, the Tzoyim Arvi, the Tzoyim Chamishi, the Tzoyim Ashvi, Asar B'Tevis is the Tzoyim Asiri. It's going to be a year of Sasan L'Simcha. One day it's going to be a Sasan L'Simcha. It's going to be a very, very sad day. But at the same time, there's going to be a time that it's going to be a very happy day. The Chassam Sofer said both of those things were merumas on the day that Yaakov Avinu was buried. Because we know that when Yaakov Avinu was buried, there was a big fight. Esav HaRasha came and he said, I own the Maros HaMachpelah. And then Chushim Bedam came and he hit his head and he knocked him out. And the head of Esav HaTzadik ended up rolling into Maros HaMachpelah and it's buried there as well. Nefesh HaChaim talks about what that means. But the point is, Esav HaRasha was killed when? He was also killed in Asar B'Tevis. And this was a remez that Asar B'Tevis would go down as the day of Yom Kfuris Yaakov Avinu, which is a day of Tzoyim Ubechi, but at the same time, one day it's going to be Nepach L'Sosinu L'Simcha, and that's also Merumas at that very moment, at that very moment, because Esav HaTzadik was also killed. And Esav HaTzadik, that's Ubila Amavis L'Netzach, that's V'Olu Moshiyim Bahartziyah in Lishpay Tessar Esav V'Hoysel Hashem Amluch V'Hoy Hashem L'Melech HaKol Ha'etz B'Emu Yih Hashem Echad U'Shmayechad. That's when it's going to all end. So that day, the day of Asar B'Tevis, which on the one hand is Nebuch, it's this terrible, terrible day, it's Yom Kfuris Yaakov. But merumas in that, it's going to be nefach l'soch l'soch. When did this all happen? It happened in Asar, but this is different of this. But this is what the Chassam Sofer says. So the 70 days completed when? On Chanukah. And that's why Chanukah can't be a Yom Mishnah V'Simcha. Because it's the Yom Kfuris Yaakov Avinu. And it's the Yom of the Hashlom of the Hespedim on Yaakov Avinu. And then the Kfura happens when? On Asar B'Tevis. But it's also the day that Esav was killed. And that's why Asar B'Tevis is a Yom of Tzoyim. But at the same time, Yil L'soch l'soch. It's all merumas. It's all merumas, it would happen on that day. So I was thinking maybe just one hergish, and that is, the Marshal was Megalatas, that Asar B'Tevis was the day that the Shechina departed from Klal Yisrael. It was the 10th of the Eser Masois. It wasn't even in the Yishuv anymore, right? It started in the on the Aron, on top of the Kapurus, then it went to the Kruv, to the Miftan. It's still Beina Ulam Vilam Mizbeach. Now it's on the Mizbeach. Now it's on the roof of the Heichel. It's still in the Heichel. It's on the roof, but it's in the Heichel. Now it's on the Chaimus HaHazor. It goes to Yerushalayim. It's Harazesim, right? It's still in the vicinity. And then it finally goes to the Midbar. It departed. And when did that happen? That happened on Asar B'Tevis. That's what's going on in Shemayim when Samach Melech Bavel. That's what's happening behind the scenes. Asar B'Tevis is the day that the Shechina left the Bnei Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer was Megalatas that Asar B'Tevis was the Yoim of Kfuris Yaakov Avinu. So here's the Hergish. The Hergish is, we all know the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Hei Amid Beis. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. It's the same Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu never died. Amar, hey, v'chi b'chti, softu safandaya, v'chontu chantaya, v'kovru kavra. How could you say that? He was buried. He was buried. How could you say he never died? Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, what do you want? Mikra ani doirish. Shenema, the pasuk says, Va'at altira avdi Yaakov, num Hashem, v'altechas Yisrael, ma'azarim b'chayim, afu b'chayim. Yaakov Avinu was buried on Asar B'Tevis, said the Chassam Sofer. But even though Yaakov Avinu was buried, it was only min asofa v'lochutz. Because Rabbi Yochanan was megalatos that the emes is Yaakov Avinu loy meis. So it looked like, you want to know what it looked like? It looked like Yaakov Avinu was meis. And it looked like we just buried Yaakov Avinu. That's a terrible day. It's Asar B'Tevis, b'sharosha. But at the same time, Yaakov Avinu Chazal said loy meis. So even though he was buried, this was all a spiel. It just looks to us, we have Fleisha Geugen, so yeah, it looks like Yaakov Avinu died. But the emes is Yaakov Inu Loi Meis. Right, Reb Chaim V'Loshin said that he saw in the ksavim of his Rebbe, the Vilna Goyen, where the Vilna Goyen wrote, Yaakov Avinu told me this, and Yaakov Avinu told me that. And he once asked the Goyen what this means, and he told him, because Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. And he was zoichet to Giluyim, not only of Eliyahu Hanavi, but Giluyim of Yaakov Avinu. The Reb Chaim V'Loshin writes this in his Hakdama to the Vilna Goyen's Pirish on the Sifra Ditzniusa. So Yaakov Avinu was buried, yeah, but really, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. What else happened on Asar B'Tevis? The Shechina went into Galus. But the truth is, even though the Shechina went into Galus, we know the truth. The truth is, the Shechina never really goes into Galus. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Hilchas Beis Abchiru, that even though Kedusha Rishoyna Kitchel L'Shaita V'loy Kitchel L'Asad Lavoy, but when it comes to Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdor, says the Rambam, it's Kitchel L'Asad Lavoy. And then the Rambam explains, V'lomani Oymer B'Mikdosh V'Yerushalayim, Shekedusha Rishoyna Kedushas L'Asad Lavoy, U'B'Kedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael, Linyan Shvius U'Maisris, L'Oy Kitchel L'Asad Lavoy. Says the Rambam Lefi, Shekdushas Hamikdash for Yerushalayim b'pnei Hashchina, because Kedushas Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash is b'pnei Hashchina. V'Shchina ain't a betela, and the Shchina is not bottle. Shchina is not bottle. It's enough in the Gemara. We just learned the Gemara today. Esem Asoyis Nosa Shchina. It ended up in the Midbar, and then it stayed there for 6 months. Ula Yachzru B'Tshuva. They didn't do Tshuva, so it was over. It was done. How could the Rambam be Makchish a Gemara? The Teretz is Elu Ve'Elu Divrei Lekim Chayim. The Teretz is, it's true, Yaakov Avinu was buried. Abba Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. And it's true that the Shechina ended up in the Midbar. But at the same time, Ushchina Eina Betela. Lefisha Kedushas Hamikdash V'Yushalayim Epnei Hashchina. And the Shechina never ever goes away. Asara Betevis was the day that all the Tzaras started. It was the Yom that was Samach Melech Bavel. And on that day, the Shechina departed from Klal Yisrael. And that's what allowed Melech Bavel his opportunity. Thousands of years earlier, that was the day that Yaakov Avinu was buried, and that was a sign that this was going to be a day, that one day was going to be a day of Tzaymu Bechi. But the truth is that even in the Grestet Tzaris, even when everything is falling apart, and the Shechin is departing, and Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir of us, is Meis, Bechazawa Megala to us, Biramiza, that really, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. And really, even though it seems that the Shechina went into Galus, but really, Shechina ain't a betela. The Shechina really never goes to Galus, because even in a world of Hester Panim, Afilu Bahastara Shebetoich Hastara, we know that the Shechina is always there. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, and in the same exact vein, the Shechina is ain't a betela.